true to his word, true to his God, true to his own life and death, Dietrich Bonhoeffer wrote that when Christ calls a man, he bids him come and die. We have two Bible stories this morning, and our stories are God's call to you on your life, his call on your life. I shall speak of it in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
The Holy Gospel of Jesus Christ, read, spoken, preached, and heard, is God present in and as God's Word. If you've wondered why in our worship liturgy we stand up for the gospel reading, it's because we believe that Jesus Christ himself personally comes present in the Word as the Word is read and heard. The Word and the gospel is not simply a story about Jesus. It is Jesus Christ present in and as the Word of God. Just as Christ is present in the bread and wine of the Eucharist, the Holy Communion, the Lord's Supper. Now, Anglicans, Episcopalians, we are not obsessed with, we do not worry about, pretty much we're not even interested in discussing how Christ is present, but we know in faith that he is here. For us, Logos, the creating word of the one true God, is present in reading, hearing, preaching, and feasting. Yahweh, I know that you are here. And Christ is present to hear, to taste, to be sought, found, and known in body and spirit, and in every person around me. Will you seek and serve Christ in all persons, loving your neighbor as yourself? There was an online Christianity poll recently. I did not participate. I do not participate in online surveys except those from Kramer GM asking if I was pleased with my recent purchase or service. But there was an online survey asking, if Jesus suddenly came back to earth today, would he approve or disprove a modern Christianity? Across the United States, 79% said he would disapprove. And I'm afraid that they are correct, because what we seem to purvey as Christianity has been ridiculed by scholars down through the centuries as bootstrap theology, saving yourself. Either saving yourself by coming down the aisle and saying you accept Christ and repeating the sinner's prayer, or is encapsulated in a creed that's been laid on the church by dogmatic old bishops, called into convention by Caesar 300 years after Jesus' exemplary life and ministry of love and sacrifice. If you stand and say the creed, you are saved, is skubon, is rubbish. That to which God in Jesus Christ calls us is not a religion of doctrinal belief, but of life, of living. Of living life for others as Christ lived and died for us. And Bonhoeffer again, as Bonhoeffer said, when he calls you, he bids you come and die. Now, most of you are a good bit younger than I am. Maybe you do not know Bonhoeffer. Do you know Dietrich Bonhoeffer? If you do not know Dietrich Bonhoeffer, know him now. Know him this morning. In the 1930s and 40s, Dietrich Bonhoeffer was a German Lutheran pastor and theologian who despised the Nazi regime and its mandated version of Nazi Christianity, the German National Church, the Reichskirche. To get him away from the Nazis, Bonhoeffer's friends brought him from Germany to England and then to the United States in the late 30s and early 40s, but he went right back to Germany against the advice of everyone. He resumed his opposition to the Hitler Church, was arrested and imprisoned. A Sunday morning in April 1945, barely a month before Nazi Germany surrendered unconditionally and was liberated by Allied forces, Gestapo guards came to his cell, said, "Prisoner Bonhoeffer, komm mit uns, come with us." And he was taken to the scaffold and hanged. You know that story. Dietrich Bonhoeffer said, "The essence of Christianity is not about religion at all, but about the person of Jesus Christ and about living as Christ lived, suffering as he suffered, and even dying as he died. The Word of God calls you this very morning in Holy Scripture, and you are called to take up the cross and carry it to your own Calvary." But Bonhoeffer said, "To endure the cross is not a tragedy. It's the suffering which is the fruit of an exclusive allegiance to Jesus Christ. When it comes, it is not the accidental suffering that is a random part of every human life, but a necessity, the chosen suffering, which is an essential part of the specifically Christian life. Christ calls you. You here, now, today, this very morning, this very hour, this moment of your personal history. Not to stand and say some creed and rote with other people, but to life unto death and the service of others and love of neighbor, Christ calls you. And that call expects, requires, demands your response. Your first response, of course, is as you answer the baptismal covenant, not do you believe. Everybody believes for God's sake. That's why we're here. As St. James says, even the devil believes. But your first response is to the question, will you? Your promise to the questions, will you? And then the rest of your life in the way of the cross. In a minute, not now, but in just a moment, I'm going to ask you to stand for the renewal of the baptismal covenant. I'm going to ask everyone to stand so that those who prefer not to commit are not singled out or embarrassed. I will ask you the questions of the baptismal covenant. There are two categories of questions: do you believe and will you? You may answer the do you believe questions if you wish, but I suggest that you not respond to the will you questions unless you intend to lead a new life following the commandments of love and sacrifice as did God himself in Jesus Christ from the manger to the cross. Bethlehem to Calvary. Many are called, but few can come. Will you be one of the few? This is your moment to decide for Christ or for the world. So in silence then, silence please, every head bowed, in contemplation and prayer, as you think about God's call on your life and decide whether to commit or to break and run. Now the silence.